Project reviews serve as learning and control tools, providing valuable information and feedback. They play a crucial role in supporting continuous improvement throughout the project execution and delivery. So these project reviews ensures that the team is looking at the project continuously and learn properly throughout the entire thing. Development happens automatically based on this particular learning that we are going to have here. It is important to ensure that the insights from these reviews are shared with relevant stakeholders within the organization. Features of a good project review. When we can call a project review as good, identify positive and negative lessons for future problem management. This is going to ensure that the lessons are implemented. Spot opportunity to enhance design, delivery and operations. This can identify what are the design gaps and what are delivery gaps and what are the operation gaps and what are the teams that has to be rectified, improved upon. Provide a space for open, honest conversations and constructive feedback. Perspective from each of the team member has to be identified here and included in the learning or review that we are going to have here. Value end user input and innovative ideas for project requirements. Finding out and visualizing future is going to be helpful if the project review is proper. Establish clear action plans to implement improvements. The project review should have the improvement plans also and has to be mentioned properly. Program reviews. So program again is coming above the project, and meetings with project team members and leads to assess the program's current status against the original plan. So what was the original plan of the program and what is the current plan will be, these meetings will ensure that we are having a proper assessment. Useful for complex projects to focus on integration, alignment of activities and sub-projects. So program review on a whole should be done for a complex project, which will be beneficial to identify what is going to happen in the future. Detects conflicts or gaps between program activities and sub-projects. Any conflicts or gaps can be identified by using a program review. Honest input from team members ensures effectiveness, evaluates cost, schedule and performance, offering senior management insights. Most importantly for the project sponsor. A platform for feedback and improvement ideas covering broader aspects than project reviews. Technical reviews. So like what we are having a program review and project review, we are going to have a technical review also with the technical leads. Formal meetings with subject matter experts, not from the project team. So this will be in people who are external to the entire project team, so that there will be an unbiased review is going to happen and unbiased inputs are coming from the SMEs. SMEs should have deep technical knowledge, reviews project deliverables for completeness and accuracy. Uncovers pending actions or required testing. Could lead to redesigns if needed. So if there is any requirement that based on the project movement progression that is happening, if there is any redesign should happen, this can be done when the technical review is happening in the project. Essential before toll gate meetings and reported to senior management. Whenever there is a toll gate meeting or phase gate meeting, which we had discussed in the earlier time, this has to be done. And wherever there is a huge gap that is going to happen in this particular case, has to be informed the senior management. Appropriate correction has to be done in the project management, project scope or project planning. This is very crucial for any software implementation projects, because if there is any change in the technical aspects, then it will create the final endpoint cannot be reached. Instances like include process design, code review, security checks and risk strategy evaluations. So here in these cases, what will happen is that process design will be again taken to have a look, and what has been proposed, what has been estimated, transactions volume in case of specific things, and what has been assigned, the technical evaluation that has happened, this has to be assigned and this has to be identified. Gaps has to be identified, and wherever there is a change that should be happening in technical scenarios has to be implemented. Management reviews. Once the technical review is happening, then management review also will happen. This will be between the project sponsor, project manager, leads and the key stakeholders. This will be formal meetings that has to be recorded. aim to assess project status against the original plan. Focus on overall project objectives fulfillment. Are we reaching the project objective properly? Is there any going to be change in the project objectives based on the new market trends that are happening in a huge complex project? All this will be happening in the review. Document results for audit reference. Address issues like resource constraint or scope changes. Whenever there is a scope change that are happening or resource constraints, this needs to be addressed in this particular thing, and decisions has to be appropriately taken by the management. Important for our stakeholders and project sponsors, can be formal meetings or discussions with written reports or project dashboards. Project manager prepares and records action items or issues. Meeting minutes are mandatory for project records. Project forecasting, one more important tool that is being used by the project managers, project forecasting. Forecasting project performance involves using a current information about a project state to predict how it will likely perform until completion. Projection, what is going to happen in the future, is more important in the project forecasting. This prediction can relate to aspects such as project duration, cost or overall performance, and what is the market dynamics that is happening in the entire project will be forecasted in here. Example, in a software implementation case, during the estimation, it has been identified that per minute around 100 transactions are going to happen. But in the market dynamics and improvement in the entire thing, if it is going to happen, become like 1000 or 2000 transactions in a minute, then there should be a call that should be taken here. So, how the transactions are going to happen in future, that is what is going to be forecasted in a project forecasting. For accurate forecasting, having enough relevant data is crucial. A vital step is reviewing past risk events and the remaining triggers of risk and future risk evolution or future assessment should happen here. Ideally, the project should be at least 25% is completed for meaningful forecasting. Without 25%, if it is not get 25% also completed, then the forecasting is not going to be proper. When predicting project duration, the performance and risk of activities on the critical path strongly influence the project's end date. However, in projects with limited or uncertain resource availability, this can be challenging due to the flexible nature of the critical path. Here, expert judgment comes into play. When timing is crucial, a countdown towards project completion is initiated, measuring the days left. So, here from the top down or from the end date to today, what actually is the days left based on this particular thing, these particular kind of things will have a bigger change that will happen here. Forecasting total project cost involves methods within the end value management system, which we'll be looking at a later stage, or trend forecasting. Trend forecasting extends the current spending rate to the project's conclusion. So, the forecasting ensures that the trend is getting decided and identifies what is the current spending rate to the project. When the project is getting concluded, how much is going to be spent? And if there is going to be, the projection of forecasting is going to ensure that in future the cost is going to be reduced for some or other reason, this can be taken into consideration here. To predict performance or quality of project deliverables, creating prototypes and conducting preliminary analysis is recommended. An important guideline is the rule of 10s, suggesting that the cost to fix a technical issue increases tenfold as the project advances. So, here the entire thing has to be considered that there could be a tenfold increase in the entire project, entire technical issues that are going to happening today. There could be a tenfold increase in the thing. This has to be considered and forecasted accordingly. This may be a technical issue or it could be a budgetary issues has to be considered here. This highlights the importance of detecting performance problems as early as possible in the project lifecycle. Next important tool that is being used by the project managers are project dashboards. A dashboard is a handy tool that offers a quick overview of the project status, which is then shared with the management and stakeholders. When overseeing projects, project and project program managers may not have the time to delve into the detailed status reports for every aspect of the project. So hence, a dashboard should be visual in nature and should be easily understandable. Dashboards help project managers by highlighting a select few critical aspects that significantly impact project performance. These dashboards feature a concise set of project status details that serve as indicators of whether the project is proceeding as planned. For instance, they may track the progress of critical path activities for scheduled updates or keep an eye on demanding tasks to assess project performance and quality. here this, there are some any escalations that are going to happen. These dashboards will ensure that the escalations are happening properly, and red flags that has to be raised for a project has to be raised in the dashboard. Dashboards act as decision-making aids, providing insights that help make adjustments or to projects or project profiles, portfolios. So the constraints, assumptions, and the actual should be arrived here and has to be identified and informed here properly in the dashboard. A project dashboard is a tool that provides immediate and correct information, current information about a project status. The common approach involves using a color-coded symbols like red flag, yellow flag, or green. So red flag means entire thing is going, the project is going out of boundary, and yellow means it is a little bit alert has to be happen, and green means it is everything is perfectly fine. Green indicates that things are on track and going according to plan. Yellow suggests that there are minor issues requiring attention, while red indicates a critical situation with severe problems, in which case management should take a call to proceed further with this particular project or not based on what exactly is the criticality of the situation. This color-based scoring system quickly conveys to the project status for key metrics. Both the top management team and the project management office use the dashboard to oversee status, make informed decisions, manage deviations, and conduct project management reviews. This is a typical project dashboard for issues resolution status. This again can be based on what exactly the number of items or what is the criticality of the issue or how exactly is the time that has crossed. Resolved means entire thing is resolved, there is no issue. In control is still it is in work in progress, but it is in control, can be resolved within the timeline. Need attention is a time which there is a specific marginal gap has started arising. Critical is a thing where the gap is very huge. Change management log is the log that is being managed by the project managers and the change managers. As projects get more complex, a straightforward tool called the change management log becomes essential. These change management logs ensures that it captures the change management of whatever change that has happened in a specific project, maybe a production movement, maybe a development to UAT movement, or whatever change that has happened in the project. All these are getting captured in a change management log. In a large scale projects with multiple tasks, sub projects, and integration, changes in project deliverables are common due to various reasons. These changes can stem from shifting milestones, prior deliverables impact, external factors, or client requirement changes. All these particular things are getting captured in the change management log. The change management log helps track these changes across sub-projects, monitoring their implementation and impact, ensuring that all these changes are tracked, and if there is any change request has to be raised, it will be raised based on the change management log. This tool is especially useful for larger projects that span multiple locations and phases, aiding in tracking activity completion stages and serving as an action log for project managers. Just as financial transactions rely on transaction amount and date, this log is crucial for effective project planning and tracking. If the change management log is not proper, informing the change about, I mean, management informed about the change is going to be difficult for the project manager or change manager. End value analysis. Now let us start discussing about what is an end value analysis. Basically, in end value analysis is a project management tool that offers real-time insights into schedule and cost performance. So what exactly is the current project status? What is that we have learned out of the entire project will be analyzed during the end value analysis. It objectively tracks costs and schedules using a user-friendly model, providing a clear visual representation of project status. End value analysis is particularly valuable for complex projects spanning various locations and is commonly employed in industries such as engineering, construction, aerospace, and architecture, where the change is not so simple and change is going to be complex. EVA comes into picture and is going to be more helpful and valuable. Unlike traditional project reporting tools and charts, end value analysis avoids hiding schedule and cost performance. So if you are having an end value analysis, you will be in the crystal clear, project manager can identify what exactly is the schedule and cost problems that are going to be there in the specific project. It prevents the concealment of issues and related to project schedules and costs, ensuring that potential problems are not hidden from view. EVA is an adaptable and easy to learn tool suitable for projects of all sizes. Basically, if it is complex projects, it is going to be used to the more bigger extent. It offers real-time tracking and reporting from task to activity levels, making it efficient for monitoring the entire project's process. EVA is objective and helps identify problems early by separating project performance from tracking and technical deliverables. So variation will be analyzed properly in the entire EVA. It presents quantitative information visually, making it easily understandable, particularly for the management team who cannot get involved in the day-to-day activities of the project. EVA displays budget status, completion timelines, and anomalies graphically, providing a quick review for the project's performance. It also leads to regular project financial reporting. So basically, wherever there is a budget overshoot, specific EVA will be, by seeing the EVA, user management can identify where exactly it is overshooting. EVA or Event Value Analysis is a project management tool that compares the work completed with a value earned, actual cost, and projected cost. So user management can identify, understand where exactly the project is reaching, whether they will be in the position to identify and earn the value that has been projected in the initial time. This can be helpful in the getting the expense, finding out the expenses as well as the income that is going to be arrived out of the entire project. It helps manage the project scope, cost, and schedule. Unlike traditional financial tools, EVA is tailored for projects which often have variations in resource usage. Again, EVA depends on the industry, the specific project, and it can be tailored for each of the specific project. It calculates how time and resource are used and compares this to the original plan. So what is the time and resource that is getting utilized can be compared here. So for example, if there is a project that is being used for the purpose of charges collection in your space in case of banking, is the EVA is going to be different than for an industry where it is related to the improvement of the entire process that is going to happen for raw material procurement. Differences can highlight scheduled delays or ineffective resource handling. In simple terms, EVA helps track project progress, cost, and efficiency in a project-specific way. If actual values exceed the thresholds, it serves as a warning signal to make changes to future plans, to contain discrepancies, and do corrections as and when it is required. So this is a typical earned value analysis where the cost is getting compared with the actuals, budget, and earned. So from you see this particular thing, it could be anywhere. Budget can be on the higher side, actuals can be on the lower side, and earned can be in between. Based on the actuals, budget, and what is the earned value of the entire thing will be compared based on the cost and where exactly we stand in the entire project phase. EVA involves simple mathematical formulas. Meeting and these mathematical formulas differ based on the project and the industry. Meeting project deadlines with a reasonable budget is crucial but challenging. Both aspects need attention, and effective monitoring and control of the project are necessary to ensure it stays within scope, time, and cost limits. Sacrificing one factor can strain the others, possibly leading to penalties. Hence, careful resource management is vital throughout the project, considering external changes and uncertainties. There could be legal, there could be regulatory changes that are coming into picture. All these things has to be considered when you are doing an EVA. And resource management should be carefully done, otherwise time and budget will go for a toss. EVA aids the project plan and allows adjustments based on the current situation and the external factors. The graph in earlier slide illustrates time on the x-axis and cost on the y-axis. This could be anything, cost. It can be a cost and time, or it could be income and time. It could be anything. EVA, calculating earned value for completed tasks or tasks not yet started. EV is zero in case it is not started, and the EV equally planned, and what is the planned value will be calculated here is straightforward. However, determining EV for ongoing tasks can be tricky. Organizations follow specific rules to prevent over or understating EV. Timing selection is crucial to avoid confusion when assessing differences. If task expenses are planned at a different time then when they actually occur, even if the amount is right, it triggers a variance report. So this is very important, and when we are going to do an EVA is very crucial. Creating a task budget that matches expense timing minimizes the need for timing related variance reports. Such reports will then focus on actual over or underruns. So by seeing a proper EVA, user management will be in a position to understand and create extra budget if it is required. As a summary for the entire chapter, monitoring and controlling a project work is a continuous task and should be progressed and continuous until the project closure. That involves finding the right equilibrium between tracking activities and the value they contribute. This is where the EVA comes into picture. Project control is a pivotal phase necessary to maintain project in advancement aligned with the plan. Equally vital is cost control, where end value analysis proves valuable for tracking project costs and progress. Additional tools encompass benchmarking, pulse meetings, variance reports, project reviews, program reviews, technical reviews, and management reviews. Project prediction, project dashboards, change management logs, and EVA collectively aid in swiftly adapting to changes and identifying issues in their initial stages. Thank you.